passage, Nehemiah chapter 12. Okay, Peter, I need a control on this connection to the screen. There we go. Thank you. Nehemiah 12, a passage which talks about singing thanks. At the outset, or at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, the Levites were sought out from where they lived and were brought to Jerusalem to celebrate joyfully the dedication with songs of thanksgiving and with the music of cymbals, harps, and lyres. I note for you that we had harp, the lyre is perhaps the cello, and maybe in this case the cymbals can be the piano, because, you know, playing on the keys. But, you know, we have these instruments that are helping us sing songs of thanksgiving. This is so biblical, and it goes way back to when Nehemiah is rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, trying to restore the temple and trying to restore worship in Jerusalem, which had been stopped for 70 years. Now, he splits the people into two choirs, and now we're going to read about his second choir. One goes one way, and the other goes this way. And the second choir proceeds in the opposite direction. I followed them on top of the wall, together with half of the people, and we went past the Tower of the Ovens to the broad wall, over the gate of Ephraim, the Jeshana gate, the fish gate, the Tower of Hananel, and the Tower of the Hundred, as far as the sheep gate. At the gate of the guard, they stopped. Now, all those gates just talks about the reality of Jerusalem, that they are really there. And these choirs are, in verse 40, it says, the two choirs that gave thanks then took their places in the house of God, as did I, together with half of the officials. And then I want to skip a little bit to verse 47. Because in the days of Zerubbabel and of Nehemiah, all Israel contributed the daily portions for the musicians and the gatekeepers. They had paid musicians in the temple because they wanted to sing well and they wanted to sing their songs of thanksgiving. So I ask the question, is your heart glad this morning? And are you finding you're being able to weave thanksgiving into everything you are saying and doing? And I couldn't help but think about, what if you're heading home from this Thanksgiving service and you get a flat tire? You have to stop at the side of the road. Are you going to give thanks to God? Or are you going to find a way when, you know, you need the problem resolved? Obviously, the flat tire needs to be fixed. You might be mad, you might be angry, you might be frustrated. But you're supposed to find a way to give thanks to the Lord. You have to ask Him to help you resolve your problem. And God may send many kinds of different graces to help you with that. But that's the kind of thing where you're weaving thanksgiving into everything you do. In 1 Timothy, Paul says that all things are created by God so we can enjoy them. Some of the examples, and I don't think we're going to be doing this morning. You might be slurping oysters. You might be eating liver and onions. You might be tasting things that are sour, savory, spicy, or sweet. But that's just, there's a whole realm of things you can enjoy. As long as we receive all these things with thanksgiving in our hearts, they are good. They are good that God gives to us to delight us. What we are celebrating with thanksgiving is the fact that we have what it takes to support our lives, physically and spiritually. It's a discipline of thanksgiving. And we are recognizing that God is a God who's worthy of worship. And He's worthy because He's given us the means, physically and spiritually, to give thanks to Him. God gives us life. And this includes the bounty of the fields and rice or wheat, the bounty of animal farmers with chicken, pork, beef, the bounty of field farmers with vegetables of every color, and ocean harvesters who bring us shrimp and seafood, and then we add to them chilies, spices, etc. And even now, when we gather for this meal, Thanksgiving meal, after this service, our table is filled with many kinds of recipes, which are all thanksgivings to the Lord, because God gives us life. We want to be continually singing up the Alleluia, giving thanks, and having our voice be in prayer to God, and our voice in song to God. Being in community is a deep, deep reason to give thanks. And that can be both in the family setting or in the church faith setting like here. Both apply. And I'm thinking about family can surprise you just by showing up. That's often happening at Thanksgiving. People just come through the door. It's not always your place of great pleasure. You have to put yourself sometimes over some barriers, some walls. And I'm thinking of the best example I know of right now is my brother Bill had to go to Grand Rapids for a stent because the tumor in his pancreas had closed off his bile duct. So he was there in the hospital, and it was questionable. Was this going to be very serious? Is this maybe, his life is in danger. I mean, he said it himself. I might die if I don't get this fixed. And my brother, his older brother, Jake, 2 years older, they don't really like each other much anymore. They never get along too well. My brother Bill is kind of a hard individualist. He's kind of sharp and critical. So they were really quite distanced from each other. But my brother got in a car and drove 6 hours down, showed up in Bill's hospital room, and just gave him some time. That is a family just showing up. They will do that, and we're to give thanks for that, because in a family setting, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what you're doing, you're family still. Your brothers, your sisters, your son or daughter, your a father or mother. They may not be exactly what you want, they may not be where you want them to be, but you still have to know and remember that they have shaped and molded you. They have loved you for who you are. And you're part of a family. And that's really good to know and remember to give thanks to God for. I don't remember why I had that slide. Life that God gives us is precious. It can be too cold and we need to warm up. It can be a hostile environment. We need protection around us. But God gives us the ability to give thanks no matter what. And he wants us to never forget to give thanks to him for being part of a family of faith. We are so grateful to God for the gathering of saints who are also sinners, people who are called to follow Christ and who have chosen to be Christian and to be disciples of Jesus Christ here in our midst in this congregation. Thank God that we can meet and be the people of God who enjoy the signs of God's grace and the goodness of his blessing. We are going to gather around a table and share these blessings and enjoy them. And we want to be thankful. And Nehemiah, what he shows us is that it's important that the discipline of thanksgiving be a fundamental part of the people of God. Being thankful and singing thanks, which is why we sing so much. Maybe you feel like we sing too much, but we really can't because we're trying to express this thanksgiving to God. And if you really want to help yourself have more thanksgiving in this day, you can turn to YouTube or the internet or somewhere and get a song of thanksgiving, giving you more of that rhythm of thanks as you go into your afternoon, as you go into your evening, as you go into your tomorrow. Because Nehemiah said, for us to constitute a temple, to get together, to be a people of God, we're going to worship the Lord, we're going to consecrate these walls and the building as a home and house of God by singing songs of thanksgiving. Let's get the choir, the Levites, the people who know how to sing, let's get the instrumentalists who know how to play, and let's begin to make a joyful noise to the Lord. It is a beautiful thing to see what Nehemiah does and how important he sees it to be. And help us to never stop our songs of praise to God. It is so important to make thanksgiving a central principle of our worship. To make our thanksgiving for love, which can be shared, for the community that we can enjoy. That we can be the people of God and be thankful together. Weaving thankfulness into every part and corner of our lives. Because this brings worthy worship to our God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for all the good gifts you give us. Thank you for calling us and gathering together in this worship time. Thank you, Lord, that we can be like the choirs that are standing on the walls of Jerusalem, giving praise and thanks to you, God, for answering Nehemiah's prayer to gather the people of Israel back to their homeland, to their home city, where they know that the very center of it is the temple of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you can call us as people of the kingdom of Jesus Christ to place Jesus on the throne, to acknowledge him and recognize him. Thank you for the testimony of Elmer and Annabelle and Kim, which reflect thanksgiving flowing through their lives. Lord, I'm so grateful that we can share the thanksgivings we have with each other. Lord, bless our time this morning and help us as we sing another song of thanksgiving to you. Amen.